Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Strap yourselves in, ladies and gentlemen, because every day more revelations come out than would come out in a year when I first got on air 18 years ago. I mean, it is all just coming out in the open and really making so much of what I talk about passe. But it's not passe because people are now getting, whoa, this is real. And so some people are trying to rationalize in their mass Stockholm syndrome what's happening because of their learned helplessness. And because they don't believe they have any power, while the rest of us are really going, man, how deep does the rabbit hole go? And I'm here to tell you, my consciousness and my limited cerebral focus cannot even image the hundreds of thousands of admitted tyrannies that I've researched and documented and others have documented. I can only focus in maybe on 50 at a time in my mind. Most people can't even focus in on one. And it is truly information overload. And when you know what's going on, you realize how naked the establishment is in their brazen, craven sneakiness and deception. I mean, it is just naked. Let me just give you some of the headlines here that are coming up. FBI director admits domestic use of drones, as if I need him to tell me about admitted programs. Now, is there an apology to InfoWars.com, to DrudgeReport.com, when the White House run Media Matters and others ran with national stories, got picked up by the AP a few years ago saying we made it up and that there are no drones domestically, even though we had mainstream articles where it was happening around the country, they came out and said, we're liars, it's not true. Kind of like Rachel Maddow said that I said Obama sent the tornado to Oklahoma City, and they're still running that every week, that lie. Lying to their pathetic audience. They do have a pathetic audience. It's the pathetic nabob rubes begging to be enslaved by the ultra-Hitlerian fascist of the New World Order. So here is the article, FBI director admits domestic use of drones in front of Congress yesterday. Michael Hastings, the one that did a real investigative report that brought down McChrystal, Rolling Stone contributor, dead at 33. He died in a car wreck. and there's some real car wrecks. You could believe that if it wasn't so many investigative journalists committing suicide or murder suicide or falling out of buildings or getting hit by cars or anything else. So there's that article. Rolling Stone reporting. Michael Hastings, Rolling Stone contributor, dead at 33. Continuing with some of the headlines, Ron Paul, dollar will collapse, gold will go to infinity. And Ron Paul is joining us here about 25 minutes from now, so we're going to be asking him about that. That story just went live up at InfoWars.com. And he said that yesterday on CNBC. Ron Paul, dollar will collapse, gold will go to infinity. So those are some interesting headlines. And then here's another one. This is out of Bloomberg, and it's reporting on a Harvard public health school long-term study. Autism tied to air pollution, brainwiring disconnection, and guess what they found it was? Mercury. But being government finance, they're going to say it's diesel fuel that's very low in mercury instead of what's in the food, in the water, and what's being injected in people. So I thought we'd go over that as well. That's just some of what's coming up here today. And Miss USA, as usual, is pushing the NSA worship police state. So stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We've got it. Coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing the earth? We've got it. Are we seeing the earth now?
Ladies and gentlemen, there is unrest all over the world, from Turkey to Brazil, against big government and the police state. We're going to be breaking all of that down. The FBI director has admitted to Congress, which was already going on publicly, a massive drone program going on, spying on the American people, but he whitewashes it and basically says that it is no big deal. We've got Congressman Ron Paul joining us in about 25 minutes from now. Then we have the comedian Tom Mabe, who went out with a boom microphone and would stick it in the middle of people's public conversations. And when they got mad, he said, I'm the NSA. I mean, I'm already spying on you. Might as well just go public. He's going to be popping in with us. And then Janae Girard, one of the main plaintiffs, who's been on before in the Supreme Court case over patenting of genes via breast cancer treatments. She's going to be in studio with us, and she's a survivor of that and one of the main plaintiffs. So that's some good news. We're going to be talking to her in the last 45 minutes of the broadcast today or so. Yeah, I just can't get over mainstream news headlines yesterday saying Congress to have hearings on your cable box watching and listening to you. Is it a good idea? It's already going on. So, see, we've gone from, man, that's that crazy guy 15, 16 years ago, to, oh, yeah, so we're watching you and listening to you. What's the big deal? I mean, it's for your safety, and I've got some clips coming up in a moment at the Miss USA event with the winner promoting warrantless DNA taking and the other ones being asked about NSA saying it makes them feel safe. Please listen to my phones. Such as South Africa. I mean, it is just absolutely over the top, and that's why they've dumbed everybody down. And guarantee these people have rot holes in their brains from the fluoride and the mercury. We're going to be going over all that. And when Ron Paul joins us, we're going to look at dollar will collapse. That's what he said on CNBC last night. He's joining us. He said gold will go to infinity, that's his quote, and beyond. To quote Buzz Lightyear, he didn't say that. He said, we'll go to infinity, is the quote. But they're just going to slowly collapse the dollar from what I've seen. And they're doing it. I mean, inflation is just unbelievable, but you have deflation in wages. So it's hyper-stag inflation is what we're going towards. And they're now getting ready to blame Bernanke. You're seeing all the articles that he's the ultimate lame duck and that, you know, there's the big drama. Will Obama pump up, you know, give the orders to Bernanke to pump up the economy more with the fiat currency that still causes inflation, or will they slacken it? On and on and on. And even Obama and Bernanke are just puppets, very high-level puppets, but they're still just gophers, still just puppets. But that Ron Paul video and that article that I think is extremely newsworthy is at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul, dollar will collapse, gold will go to infinity. So that is coming up when the congressman joins us. We'll get more in-depth from him, the former congressman, Dr. Ron Paul, kind of the omnibudsman of the Liberty Movement. Let me, before I get into NSA stuff, there's a bunch of big developments there, cover this first out of Bloomberg. Now, again, the average person reads this and they think, oh, good, they're admitting it's toxicity in the environment. So that's a good thing, a lot of people think. But what they're doing at the UN and what we've caught the EPA doing, testing on college students, is they're artificially pumping in 100, 200, 300, sometimes 1,000 times the particulates. There's a big case in North Carolina of this, secret testing. Into the test subjects' workspaces to then get readings to say that all particulates out of a combustion engine is deadly poison, when most of what comes out now is harmless. And again, I want to move away from these technologies. The problem is the globalists aren't going to let us do that. They're just going to tax the daylights out of it. So they're spinning all of this and saying it's only diesel engines. But you read the study, it doesn't even say that, that are causing us to go from 1 in 25,000 in the Western world in the last 60 years with autism to 1 in 50. And the article says that. It's now about 1 in 50. And it's not overdiagnosis, folks. Kids, they don't even call autistic. I mean, you go to a restaurant, you go to a play, you go somewhere, the kids look like they're walking dead, most of them now. You can try to avoid these poisons all day and still your kids are going to have health problems because they're now second generation in all this. Children grew up with totally dirty coal plants putting pure poison into the air for the last 200 years, 170 or so. Now they're completely clean with scrubbers. Only carbon dioxide and water vapor comes out. They're trying to blame that now. They have dirty ones in Mexico and India and China, but not here. And I'm all for them being clean. Now they want to even tax the carbon dioxide to make all our industry move to China where it's dirty, where the globalists have their investments. But the point I'm getting at here is the particulate levels are much lower than it used to be. You can look at the studies. I mean, I've seen photos from the 30s and 40s and 50s in New York and Detroit and Tokyo where the skies were black with all the stuff coming out of the factories. And people had a lot of mental illness and a lot of madness and violence because of the mercury and the lead in the air. It is literally, you look at the studies, thousands of times lower than it used to be. So the claim that factory particulate and car particulate is causing this is balderdash. You can look it up. I study this so much that I look at this study and I know it's bull. Now, they say the main thing is mercury in these kids' brains and mercury in the mothers. Now, where do you think you're getting mercury injected directly into your blood? And why does it hurt the boys? Why is it what is it, a 15-fold, 16-fold in the U.S., boys ratio, girls that are autistic, girls have a thicker blood-brain barrier. Girls are tougher. Any doctor will tell you. A woman comes in with 5 gunshot wounds, she lives. A man gets it, he's dead. Men die 7 years earlier on average than women. Men are physically stronger, but they're not as tough as women. It's a scientific fact known for thousands of years. The issue here, you chop a guy's arm off, most of the time he ends up dying if you think of a tourniquet on it. He goes into shock. Women can have limbs severed, and they'll just go sit down, and then it'll stop bleeding because they're designed to be able to have babies and go through a lot more trauma. But let's get into this article. Autism tied to air pollution, brain wiring disconnection. Researchers seeking the roots of autism have linked the disorder, there's thousands of studies on this, folks, to chemicals in air pollution, and in a separate study found that language difficulties of the disorder may be due to a disconnect in brain wiring. Researchers at Harvard's University Public School of Health found that pregnant women exposed to high levels of diesel particulates, you know, they're doing it to them, or mercury, were twice as likely to have an autistic child compared with peers in low pollution areas. The findings published today in the Environmental Health Perspectives are from the largest U.S. study to examine the ties between air pollution and autism. 1 in 50 U.S. children are now diagnosed with autism or related disorder, and it goes on. It's soon going to be 1 in 15, then 1 in 5, and then soon half of us won't be able to tie our shoelaces. And then, of course, we'll have to euthanize everybody. That's why they're now announcing, hey, let's just euthanize the autistic kids. Hey, all the women are all getting breast cancer? Don't find out why. Just cut your breast off. This is how they're medicalizing everything. This is their admitted plan. Bertrand Russell, Club of Rome, go read it. 60 years ago, 80 years ago, 100 years ago, how they would toxify the environment with binary weapons. They'll have the cure for themselves and then suck everything out of you with treatments that just kill you slowly. And then as soon as they've sucked your money out of you, they've got it all actuaried out, what treatments to do to make sure that you get every bit of money out of you before you die. And that's why they have government health care telling the doctors what to do to carry that out. But if you're an insider, I mean, look at Dick Cheney. No one lives 2 years with a bionic heart pump. I mean, he lived a record time. And then he gets somebody else's heart and looked great on Fox News this weekend. The guy's had like 7 heart attacks. Reportedly drinks 2 bottles of vodka a day. Stuff like that in the past. Why is he still going around? Because he gets the life extension, ladies and gentlemen. You don't get it. So I'm going to explain something to you. There's less particulate in our sky now. Actually, aluminum's up and everything else is down. Aluminum and barium because they're spraying that. But everything else is way down. Look it up. But they don't care, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to tell you it's that, to blame it on that, to wonder why everybody's becoming brain damaged. You take your kid in for the 3rd round of shots, 18 months, that's the average. They have a convulsion on the spot. You better hope they do. The cops are going to say you shook their brain and try to take them from you. If they don't have the convulsion, they're at the hospital, and they'll still try to blame you there and look at cameras and say you beat them because there'll be blood on the brain from the autoimmune response in your boy. Just brain damages your girl, but not as bad. You go into the 3rd round. Most people you talk to there have autistic kids. It happens 3rd round, sometimes 2nd round. And, they just can't handle it. They're giving them hundreds of times what an adult can handle, and they've lobotomized your child. Now they're saying it's mercury. Now, what's in the vaccines? Thimerosal, mercury. Thimerosal, mercury. So here it is. And David Knight, actually working with a libertarian investigative think tank, before he even moved down here from North Carolina, was helping investigate this, including undercover type stuff. We've broken it on the air about secret testing on people with 100 times to 1,000 times the particulate level that's safe to create these false readings. To again, blame particula, not to actually fix the environment here, to shut off our industry. So they're going to use, and we've already predicted this, all the brain damage is going to be blamed on the combustion engine. And I'm not saying it doesn't add to the poisoning. The GMO, the shots, the pharmacological pesticides in the stuff, all of it is linked in rodent studies to autism. So that's big news there. Also, urgent action alert. EPA about to raise allowable concentrations of glyphosate on food crops, edible oils, and animal feed. 1 part per trillion of that doubles your chances of breast cancer. They're putting, in some cases, thousands of times higher in there. If you like dying, you're going to enjoy this. We're going to come back, get into the whole NSA situation. Stay with us.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit. Bug out bag. And emergency kit. Get rescued. Or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
Ladies and gentlemen,
there'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
The Senate bill allows 46 million illegal immigrants inside the United States. That's the type of news we have. This is the plan to bankrupt this country. This is the plan to conquer this country via divide and conquer. Before I get into the whole NSA controversy, I want to play a short clip here via the Atlantic Wire from the House Intelligence Committee yesterday when the NSA chief was talking to the deputy FBI director and said, tell your boss, NSA director Keith Alexander told FBI director, deputy director, I owe him another friggin' beer. Because obviously this is totally illegal, everything the NSA is doing. The FBI already has all the NSA stuff. They have the translators inside the NSA, like Cybele Edmonds. They just want to be able to use it in court, but all jurisprudence says it's illegal. So they're all up there committing crimes, and it's a joke. Hey, I'm going to buy him another frickin' beer. Let's go ahead and play that clip. Here it is. And then... hey, guys, we're having an issue with the computer in there. We're going to play the NSA chief clip. We had a while since that TriCaster locked up like that. We're going to
thank you.
We're going to do this right now. Here we go.
Thank you, sir. Well done. Tell the boss.
Good to see you.
Tell the boss I owe him another freaking beer.
Here. Yeah. I'll stop giving you me.
All right. Give it to you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Well done. Tell the boss.
Good to see you.
Tell the boss I owe him another freaking beer.
So it's all funny to these criminals. They're all criminals up there. It's all a big joke to them. The government ships the drugs in and then hopes you use them to put you in a prison. Everybody, just stop being so stupid. Stop being so naive. We're in a lot of trouble. Now, let's go to the next clip. This is an article by Kit Daniels that went up on Infowars.com last night, if you want to go see it. Miss USA constituents... contestants promote NSA spy grid. And here is one of the clips that we're going to get to here on air right now, where the Miss Alabama had this to say about the NSA PRISM scandal. This is what she had to say.
Wendy Malik, your question, please, for Alabama.
Tracking of phone records has been in the news lately. Is this an invasion of privacy or necessary to keep our country safe? Why or why not?
I think the society that we live in today, it's sad that if we go to the movies or to the airport or even to the mall that we have to worry about our safety. So I would rather someone track my telephone messages and feel safe wherever I go than feel like they're encroaching on my privacy.
Oh, yay, yay. Why then does every authoritarian state do this and the free countries not? Did you ever not feel safe, the government, lady? The government's the number one threat in history. It killed 262 million people, non-military deaths, in the 20th century. The government is the number one danger because corrupt special interests take it over and create hell on earth. And by the way, they're coached on how to answer. They all answered like this. Remember a few years ago, one of the contestants, they said lost because she said, I want liberty and I want national sovereignty and I don't want open borders. We had her on, Miss Oklahoma. And they said, oh, that's it. You were going to win, but not now. They have them all say, I want the UN to run everything. I think we should turn our guns in. I think the government should spy on me. I want to feel safe. Now, here's the lady that won. Well, we're going to go to her in a minute. First, let's go to Miss Connecticut on the DNA question. Here it is.
Judge number 7, Mo Rocca, your question, please.
Miss Connecticut, the Supreme Court ruled that criminal suspects can be subjected to a police DNA test after arrest. Do you agree or disagree with this, and why or why not?
I would agree with this. I think that if somebody's being prosecuted and is committed a crime that's severe, that they should have a DNA test. I think there are so many crimes going on in this world that if that's one step closer to figuring out who has done it, I think we should absolutely do so.
Did you hear that? And I believe she was the winner. It's here in my article. If you're arrested, you've committed the crime. Did you hear her? And, of course, they want your DNA so they can frame you. These crime labs are the centers of crime in America, on record. Look it up. They take you in for not wearing a seatbelt now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I wonder, Dwayne, this life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Hank Williams bringing us in. And we are broadcasting worldwide. Former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul joins us here for the next 15 minutes, and I've got a lot of questions for him. Up on InfoWars.com, we have the headline, Ron Paul, dollar will collapse, gold will go to infinity. He said that yesterday on CNBC. I'd like him to repeat what he talked about and then expound on why he says we're going that direction. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be with you. Well, you know, on the gold, something I've thought about for a long time, I did qualify that to a degree because when they ask you on the air on a business station about investments, I don't get involved in that. And they wanted to know what gold was going to be at the end of the year, and of course I refused to say. But I said on long term, all paper currencies, you know, self-destruct. That means gold could go to infinity, and this would be very destructive. So that will come if we continue to do these policies, and I see no possibility at the moment of changing our policies. So the demand for spending and the demand for deficits are such that they will keep printing the money. Even today when the Fed has an announcement, he's not going to say, oh, we're going to quit inflating. The question is, are we going to inflate $85 billion a month or $80 billion a month? So that is the course of looking for destruction of the dollar. And in many ways, they've accomplished a whole lot since 100 years ago. The dollar of 1913 is worth about 2 or 3 cents. So although it's been doing it steadily and gradually, and it hasn't been catastrophic, we've had a lot of catastrophic events in the meantime, like Great Depressions, financing, war, big inflation, and all these other problems. So I don't think it looks good for the dollar. If gold does end up going, into infinity where it has no dollar price, it's very, very bad news. People who hold gold think, oh, that's great news, but it really isn't. It's a bad political event. That means the country and the whole world will be in great danger, and it's the kind of thing that we would like to avert.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we have a graph from 2000, from 1913 right through 2011, and you can see the dollar's lost over 97% of its value. And so it's already really collapsed. It's just that we've grown up during its collapse, but now there's not much value left. I'm seeing real inflation everywhere, but they seem to spin it on the news and say that inflation is low. What do you think about the official inflation numbers?
I don't believe them. Whether they say it was less than 2%, 1% inflation, but then if you go and look at certain things that are pretty important, like medical care costs right now are skyrocketing, and bond prices are in a bubble. So in the various categories, there's a tremendous amount of inflation. But this was another thing that came up yesterday on the show is the definition of inflation. They generally say, well, it's the CPI. Well, the government gives us statistics. They alter it. They don't tell us the truth about the prices. And like housing prices are going up very rapidly now, but the CPI doesn't reflect that. So I think about the money supply. If the money supply is going up, you have a lot of inflation. Many times it will raise prices, but that is secondary to the biggest harm it does because it makes interest rates lower than they should be, so everybody's getting false information. I think we're back into an inflationary bubble in housing right now because lots of activity right now because interest rates are way too low. They're not market. And therefore, you have this excessive debt accumulation, malinvestment, and for the most part, rising prices too. But if you look at only the CPI, people are very much misled. What you have to think about is the cost of living of the average person in the middle class. And, you know, free market economics shows us that, if you destroy a currency, you do destroy the middle class. The freer the market is and the sounder the money, the larger the middle class. And we have been pretty good compared to so many other countries. We were always bragging about the largest, wealthiest middle class ever. But that's not the case anymore. So I think we're even vulnerable to some of the things like going on in third world nations in Brazil right now.
Sure.
Some people are doing quite well, but there's another large number of people not doing well. And we have a lot of people unemployed and on food stamps. And
sure.
Productivity's done. So we're looking for trouble ourselves, even like what we're witnessing on the television in these third world countries. We could turn our country into a third world country if we're not careful.
Well, absolutely. If you look at the billions of bullets, the armored vehicles, the FBI director today admitting domestic drone operations, the government is preparing for war with the American people. And you see governments all over the world in this world inflationary spike moving to suppress their populations. Can you speak to why you think there's such a homeland security buildup against the American people? Or do you?
I do think they prepare. You know, it's amazing how they look at these things differently. The government of Turkey was sympathetic to the rebels in Syria, and probably with a little bit of pressure from us, they were helping, you know, the rebels, including the Al-Qaeda. At the same time, you know, oh, it couldn't happen there. Now there's a rebellion going on in Turkey. The people are demonstrating, oh, well, you guys now are the bad guys. Just think of many countries we have helped support the rebels, even though it's on again, off again. One time we're supporting a group, then we're against them. But we generally support all this overthrow. But what if there are demonstration on our streets. I mean, it's just like in Turkey. They're cracking down and say, well, you guys are really the bad guys. The rebels in Syria, they're good guys. But when it comes here, there will be no soft touch. They're going to be very, very tough. And they might not say that we know it's coming or they're planning it, but it's a contingency, and
sure.
They are prepared to think that if enough people get annoyed enough to start demonstrating, and I know there's a lot of people very angry because there is this division of wealth right now. The rich get richer, and those influence that have influence in government and laws and part of the Federal Reserve System, they do quite well, but the number of people who are suffering are growing, and I think that will probably continue.
Absolutely. It's the cronyism, the opposite of free market, and then the media, the dinosaur media, is trying to scapegoat the free market when we have the opposite of that. Since you raised this, your son, Senator Rand Paul, came out 2 weeks ago and said, why are we funding Al-Qaeda in Syria? I said that 2 years ago because it was in the foreign press, and I was the conspiracy guy. Now it's all over the news that the main force, around 60% of them, are real Al-Qaeda chanting, we're going to blow up America again. And, you know, my point is, when I say inside job, the media spins it, I mean, why does the military-industrial complex create Al-Qaeda, create the Taliban, fund them? Now they're funding this group, and then when they attack us again, they'll take my rights, your grandchildren's rights away. I mean, how outrageous is this that the TSA wants to stick their hands down our pants, Dr. Paul, but then meanwhile our government's funding Al-Qaeda?
Well, they do it, and of course there's a lot of money involved. The military-industrial complex is very much involved, but there's a lot of ignorance involved, too. The Al-Qaeda, you know, if they were serious about this, they'd ask the question, why do so many people want to attack us? They never ask that. They just say, we have to have this global war on terrorism. It's forever. And what we have to do, we have to stop it. But how do they stop it? By taking away our freedoms. We send kids overseas to fight wars that are unconstitutional, to save our Constitution, and also to protect our freedoms. And here at home, they're doing exactly the opposite. But they never ask the question about why, and what's the incentive? What's the motive? And, of course, the motive is quite a bit different than they pretend. The motive for them is always, well, there's just a bunch of bad guys out there, and they hate us, and we're rich and free, and they hate our freedom. And I don't buy into that. I think they're sick and tired of us being in their country, occupying their country, and overthrowing governments all the time.
Sure.
And switching allegiance, and they finally get tired of it, and that's why we end up with this mess.
Congressman Ron Paul, former Congressman Dr. Paul, is our guest. Can't wait to get you on in September when you launch the amazing, because I've seen some advanced copies of it, online and physical homeschooling curricula that's just a revolution against this tyranny. But the two points, final points I want to get into with you here, obviously, is the NSA. You criticized the NSA back in 1984 on the House floor. We've played the clip here and said it's going to end up being Big Brother and pointed out what they were doing. Told the story of the ice cream cone. The kid goes into Baskin Robbins and tells his birthday to get the free ice cream cone, and it ends up in a government database. Now it's all out in the open. You've got private companies using it for unfair trade advantage. That's really what it's all about from my research. And do we deserve an apology now? You and I and others, libertarians, Lou Rockwell being called conspiracy theorist, warning of the NSA. I mean, everything we've talked about is now coming out. A, do we deserve an apology? B, what does it signify to the awakening, though, that so much has now come out and Congress has a 10% approval rating and mainstream media is dying?
Well, we might deserve it, but we better not hold our breath and expect it. But, you know, I would be quite satisfied with them just changing policy and the American people would wake up. I don't even care who gets the credit. But if the American people wake up and then agree with us and say, hey, maybe there is something to this, they've gone too far, and there's a limit. But I'm still annoyed by the people saying that we, and there's so many, and even the conservative, both the conservative and liberal TV stations say, but I want to be safe. They are going to attack us. There will be 9/11. I have to give up some of my privacy. It's that kind of stuff that is bad. People are getting annoyed, but not enough to look at it on basis on a principle like the Fourth Amendment. I mean, this is what they have to do. So I think think that under today's conditions, we can expect things to maybe move in our directions, but I'm not holding my breath for them to actually apologize to us.
I played this before you came on, but the entire Miss USA contest, I watched a bunch of their responses. They asked about the NSA and things, and Miss Alabama, all of them that I saw, said, I want you to listen to my phone to be safe. What would you say to Miss Alabama? I mean, she doesn't know government's always the big threat. What about being safe from government?
Yeah, they have to come around to the belief of the majority of American people now that our government doesn't, tell us truth. But if they want to be safe, do they want to be safe from wife beating and everything else? Governments could make us perfectly safe if we're perfect slaves. You know, if you become a slave, they might feed us well, but we have no liberties left. But we would be safe and from outsiders, but we wouldn't be safe from our own government or our slave owners. And, yes, if that's what they want, if they're willing to give it up, they don't have enough respect nor understanding. They think that's the only responsibility of government, but they never even talk about safety in the Constitution. The President and the Congress are supposed to protect our liberties. We're supposed to worry about our safety and security and how we provide for our families. But this whole thing, obsession with safety, but the founders understood this issue so clearly, and Franklin and others would say, you know, if you do, you're going to end up with neither safety nor, freedom.
Yeah, you don't get. You don't
if you
get
want your freedom. You cannot give up. You cannot give up any of it with the idea that people are going to take care of us, either physically or economically.
Sure, you never get safety when you create a big giant government. You get tyranny. Final question. I agree with you that I don't like the whole Border Patrol thing because they only use it to keep Americans from getting out. That's now admitted. They use illegals to build part of the border fence. It was just a boondoggle for rich guys because it had, like, spots in it for the game to go through and things. So it was, you know, literally a white elephant. But if you get 15, 20, 30 million illegals, 46 million in the next decade here, they get to have their babies free, they get welfare, and most of them vote to take my guns and are basically clients of the government because the government's there from the day they get here, not like immigrants in the past that came here to work. Some of them do. I believe in immigration. I believe that we need people to, you know, add, you know, new ideas and blood to this country. But at the same time, I'm really concerned about this amnesty bill. What's your take on it? And Rand has said that, well, if it's a good bill, he would support it because Obama's already done legalization by fiat, which I understand. But can you give us your take on it and then give us your take on what Senator Paul's saying?
Well, I'm not for amnesty, that is, giving them citizenship. But I also think that we could change things where workers coming back and forth would be a lot easier and that they wouldn't have to be criminals. But there's two things. I don't think automatic citizenship or amnesty or our birthright citizenship. But the big thing is no welfare. See, I don't want somebody to come in here illegally, be able to get free medical care and free education at the same time they have the right to vote. No, I don't want that. So I don't want the amnesty, but I also don't like the idea that we have barbed wire fences and we have machine guns and get so.
So what do we do? What would you do? What's constitutional? Because, you know, there's all these reasonable reasons to do this, but when you look at the bill, it's like Obamacare. It's an open blank check.
Yeah, but you know, the portion that I've been talking about the most and Campaign for Liberty has been talking about has been the national ID card. See, a lot of conservatives who want the illegals kept out are going along with this biometric national database.
It'll be selectively
so
enforced.
Way too much, and it probably won't work. It's going to only work against the, it's sort of like guns. It'll work against the American
exactly.
People. We'll all have to carry the card, but the illegals won't necessarily have to have it.
Sure, if you were in the House still.
That's the solution at all. But that's what I think the biggest danger
sure.
of that particular bill. And of course, if there's amnesty where they get voting rights and constant welfare, that's not a benefit to any of us.
Would you vote this current bill up or down?
Well, from what I know about it, I wouldn't have any interest at all to vote for it.
All right, that's powerful. Former Congressman Ron Paul, we're very proud of the work you're doing, and we appreciate you. I know you've got a lot of sites. From what is the best site for us to visit all things Ron Paul?
Actually, I've been using. I'm going to have a new website that I'll use more in the near future. But you know, going to my homepage, I keep up with a lot of my activities on my Facebook page. That would be a good place to go right now.
Okay, so go to your official Facebook page.
Yeah, Ron Paul on the Facebook.
All right, well, former Congressman Ron Paul, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
There he goes. Wow, that is an important interview. Again, I love Rand. I have known Rand Paul, I mean, not super well. I mean, I interviewed him probably 15 times. I've been at a few events he was at, interviewed him when he was running for Senate here. I remember back when he would campaign for his dad. His dad would always come on about once a month, but when his dad was first running for Congress, they'd say, hey, can you get Rand on? Because, you know, we're really doing a push. And so I get Rand on to raise money and promote Ron Paul. I mean, I know Rand well, and I know he's a good guy. I've talked to him privately and stuff, but I mean, I just think this amnesty bill is unfair, unconstitutional, and dangerous, and I agree with his dad. I would vote it down, and Rand's talking about voting for it, and I hope he's just playing politics, because he's done that on some things, but there you go. I mean, his dad would, right now, the way this is, vote it down, and that's why I love Ron Paul. He just does what's right, what's constitutional, what's fair. Doesn't play politics. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Look at this headline out of the Topeka Capital Journal in Kansas. It's up on Infowars.com. No school insurance if teachers have guns. I mean, that's the type of persecution of gun owners and people that just want to be free. Here's what I am. You can call me a populist, constitutionalist, whatever you want, a libertarian, constitutionalist. I want to be a free human. I don't want to be domesticated. That's what slavery is. And this government doesn't just want to have a nanny state so it's in control. Do you understand they ordered? I keep talking about this since Sunday when I saw it in the New York Times. It reminded me of just the hundreds of things I can talk about. That nerve gas, there were over 200 bases in Iraq, most of it bought from France and England and the U.S., most of it the U.S., but of the total, there was some Russian stuff there. It all got videotaped by the Marines and got released to 60 Minutes of all places. This all came out a few years after. And they went and videotaped Camisea and all these bases. Camisea, I forget. It was like the biggest chemical dump in the world. It was like dozens and I forget. It was just giant football field underground bunkers. And they blew it up. There was a mushroom cloud and all the chemical weapons detectors went off. And rather than admit we just blew up chemical weapons so that Saddam wouldn't have them anymore and we wanted to cover up that it was ours, they just said, never mind, take your gear off. It's a false alarm. Knowing it was going to hurt people really bad. And again, I just go back to that. The globalists act like they've got a plan for all this, collapsing society, taking control of things. But I've studied them. They're the ones lying to themselves. They didn't let troops use DU until 1990. They didn't let them blow up chemical dumps in the open until then. There's been a shift in the establishment of just, you know what, the world. F the world, basically. Kill everybody and let God sort it out. And I don't mean kill the enemy and let God sort it out. I mean just craziness. That's what I'm telling you. I used to talk to a lot of big, high up insiders. They go, look, it's an out-of-control animal, just like they say in the movie Nixon. And they're crazy. No, they're crazy, Alex. You see the design in it, and there is a design. They're trying to design something. The truth is these people are nuts, and they are nuts. Why would you blow up chemical plants, chemical dumps, and have it rain down on the troops? Some of them died that day. And then now it's in the news. Oh, yeah, they got exposed to something that ate the brain stems. It's CERN and VX. And they still deny these people their disability. I mean, of course they say the troops are the enemy after they're out. We have a government that says in all the manuals, the number one terror threat is veterans. Lock the government up, folks. That's a traitor government right there. This is naked in our face, and I am sick of it. I am tired of it. I want to have a sane future. So they tell the media, says, I'm insane. I'm insane. They have Bloomberg and others come out and say, I don't build bombs, I build bombers. They have other articles coming out saying, I said this and that. They're coming after me, okay? And I'm not worried about what happens to me. I'm worried that I'm not doing enough on air to warn you and get all the info out. That's all I'm trying to say. That's all I want to do is beat these people. All I care about is my kids. All I care about is my wife. All I care about is your future as well and our future together in this world. Can't you understand? And they go, oh, that's what schmucks are like. Or there's no way he's really a good guy. Nobody's good. I mean, how did we get to this point of madness? Of madness. By the way, if you want to support us, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the Pro Pure filters, 10% off, promo code WATER, the Live Straw, all of it. The new film, State of Mind. For a limited time, you get the American Dream film free with it. It's a film on the history, the present, the future of mind control. Very powerful. State of Mind. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Second hour, 1 minute away.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.